This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now, I told you I was going to talk about verse 51. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. You know where pride happens? Inside. You can be a man who's proud and nobody knows it, but you know it, and God knows it, because it's in your inmost thoughts. Proud people are never wrong. Proud people are always right in their decisions. They really are. It was someone, I think, like Socrates, who said, a fool always thinks he's wise. A fool always thinks he's wise, whereas a wise man says, you know, occasionally I do foolish things. Occasionally I do things that aren't too smart, but a fool always thinks of himself or herself as wise, always. And isn't it interesting? He scatters those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. What in the world does that mean? I found out the word scattering has to do with taking a handful of grain and throwing it up in the air and scattering it. You thought, what's that have to do? That's what God does in the life of a proud man or a proud woman. They don't know which end is up. They get confused because the pride is felt and experienced in the inmost thoughts, and God scatters those who are proud in their inmost thoughts, and he's brought down rulers from their thrones, and he lifts up the humble. How many of you remember the Shah of Iran from the 80s? You remember that? Reagan and all that? Did you know that he had the audacity at one point in his life to refer to himself as the King of Kings? I thought that was a title for Jesus. It was and is. But the Shah of Iran referred to himself, I understand, as the King of Kings. And I look at that verse, verse 52, took on a whole new meaning when I thought of him. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, and he's lifted up the humble. He's filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful. God remembers to be merciful even when you don't remember to be merciful. There are husbands who never remember to be merciful to a wife. And there are wives who never think about being merciful to a husband. And there are parents who never think about being merciful to a son or daughter. And there are sons and daughters who never think about showing any mercy to a parent. And the point that Mary makes is God remembers to be merciful. He doesn't forget. Do you know why I need to know that? I need God's mercy, and so do you. Viktor Frankl was a psychiatrist in Vienna many years ago. He was in a concentration camp. Some of you know a little bit about Viktor Frankl. He was the father of a therapy program known as logotherapy. I'm not even sure what that means. But he had the most interesting experiment that he would tell people to do when he would give lectures. He would say, project yourself onto your deathbed. Mentally, make a picture. Project yourself onto your deathbed. And he said, project yourself for a moment onto your deathbed and then think back. What, from that point of view, would you wish you had done with your life? What words would you wish you had said or not said? What choices would you wish you had made or not made? What decisions did you make in a 2-minute window that it could have gone either way, but you chose one way and you wish I could go back and change that decision I made just in a 2-minute window? By entering again into this mystery, he said, of birth and rebirth and your deathbed, he said, you find out something about yourself.
Well, we'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website has a new feature. It's called Visual Stories on crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.